Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Ken Parker. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. A new study by the World Health Organization has shown that several common household chemicals pose severe health problems. WHO researchers have discovered links between endocrine-disrupting chemicals, EDCs, and health issues including breast, prostate, and thyroid cancers, asthma, reduced fertility, birth defects, attention deficit disorder, and hyperactivity in kids. Scientists also said it's reasonable to suspect that these chemical substances also disrupt female fertility and are linked to rising rates of childhood diseases such as leukemia. The study backed similar warnings by the European Environment Agency that were issued last year, warning items like cosmetics and medicines containing EDCs could be harmful to human health. Surprisingly, the same report, published 10 years ago, found only weak evidence that such chemicals could affect human health. While more research has been called for, your safest bet is to avoid these chemicals as much as possible and hope that they will be banned from use. The new name for a beer belly may be a gluten belly. A study by a Brazilian research team proves that the major factor of obesity is gluten, not calories. The wheat belly syndrome and how it leads to other health issues was the purpose of this research. The research was done on two groups of rats, each fed high-fat diets. One group was gluten-free, and the other group's diet was 4.5% gluten. It was obvious the gluten-free mice exhibited weight loss. The gluten protein disrupts endocrine and exocrine processes within the body, as well as gene expression. The effect is an altered metabolism leading to weight gain. Considering that both groups of mice were fed high-fat diets and the gluten-free mice lost weight without excreting lipids, also implies that fat-free diets for losing weight are bogus. This has been known by many nutritional experts, yet somehow it is still not accepted by many dieters. Try avoiding gluten grains, especially wheat, to determine if gluten is the underlying cause of your weight and health issues. In addition to gluten's involvement in obesity, there is evidence that gluten can be a factor in gut issues and even autism. And when I come back, the heart-boosting power of berries and what may be the cause of the increase in allergy-related conditions in kids.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Ken Parker at 817-431-4300. Now back to the news.
A new study from Harvard says that women may be able to slash their risk of heart attack by as much as 33% by consuming three or more servings of blueberries and strawberries per week. Data from over 90,000 women indicates that a high consumption of blueberries and strawberries is associated with the reduction in risk of heart attacks. Researchers attributed the benefits to the anthocyanin content of the berries. Anthocyanins, also referred to as flavonoids, are found in many fruits and berries and may help dilate arteries, counter the buildup of plaque, and improve overall heart health. The authors of this study believe that this simple dietary change could have a significant impact on the prevention of heart attacks in women. The good news is that the level of flavonoids associated with these findings is easy to achieve. Of course, the surefire way to lower your risk of heart attack is to follow your metabolic typing diet. And for our last story, more reasons to cut out junk food. It is not news that junk food is bad for children, but researchers are saying that eating more than just 3 portions of junk food a week could lead to a significant increased risk of childhood asthma and eczema. The data was collected from more than 500,000 children in over 50 countries and suggests that the cause of increasing levels of allergy-related conditions in children is due to bad dietary habits. Young teenagers in particular are prone to such conditions. The study found that this age group was nearly 40% more likely to have severe asthma if they consumed common junk foods more than 3 times a week. Not surprisingly, eating fruit appeared to offer protection from such conditions and reduce the severity of the symptoms. It is really a no-brainer. Limit the amount of junk food kids eat as much as possible. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Ken Parker. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.